science, and the Bible. Judges 20, 29 through 34.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Israel set ambushes all around Gibeah. The children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day, and set themselves in array against Gibeah, as at other times. The children of Benjamin went out against the people, and were drawn away from the city, and they began to strike and kill the people, as at other times, in the highways, of which one goes up to Bethel, and the other to Gibeah, in the field, about 30 men of Israel. The children of Benjamin said, "They are struck down before us as at first." But the children of Israel said, "Let us flee and draw them away from the city to the highways." All the men of Israel rose up out of their place and set themselves in array at Baal Tamar. Then the ambushers of Israel broke out of their place, even out of Maareth Geba. 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel came over against Gibeah, and the battle was severe, but they didn't know that disaster was close to them. The Israeli army decided to use a strategy that they had already used long ago with Joshua after Israel lost a battle against the small army of Ai. I am pretty sure that this wasn't an accident. It appears to me that they were taking this war very seriously and made the wise decision to look back at what worked before under similar conditions. You can read the full history back in Joshua chapters 7 and 8. The Bible advocates science. Science is just a historic record of repeatable experiments. It is possible to repeat a process under similar conditions and get the same results. This is something we take for granted. The Bible makes it clear that things work this way because God made the world work this way. Have you ever considered how an evolutionist could believe in science? If things are constantly evolving, how could he be sure that an experiment would produce the same results later? Science actually depends on a God that makes things work according to rules. It makes me wonder if the family of Benjamin had decided that they evolved and didn't need God and his rules anymore. One interesting thing about this ambush strategy is that it actually tricks an opponent into thinking that they know the science and that things are going to happen the same way again, but in reality, they don't really have control. That's a huge problem with science. Sometimes we don't know all of the variables, but we assume that we do. When things don't work out, we are shocked. Science can't be certain because of this. From a human perspective, there are always unknowns. God's word is far stronger than science. Everything that he says is true simply because he said it. As a result, when we learn something that God says, we have real knowledge. That's what Israel had this time. God said they would win, so they were going to win.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.